Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You might be watching us on ESPN2 right now up till 7:25 a.m. Eastern, then on ESPNU. Well, you can watch us on ESPNU all 4 hours. Morning, guys.
Hello. What's happening? What's happening, Jay?
Hola, Miami.
You got what you needed last night, huh?
Hola, Miami.
Hola, Miami.
Hola, Miami.
Man, he's trolling Miami.
Down in Miami.
Yeah. Como está, eh?
You're trolling Miami. Look at that.
Como está, eh? Just tell me what's popping.
Don't mess around and say the wrong thing, Jay. No,
hey, look, I know how to say that. I can be slick now. Just, you know. Just saying it's good morning. No, good morning, everybody. How you feeling today, Max?
A little tired.
Key, you look rejuvenated. You look rested.
Yeah. The Nuggets helped me rest, along with the heat.
they put you to sleep.
I didn't say that. They won. I had them sweeping. See how I did that? I had them sweeping.
I don't remember that. I remember Jay saying that they were going to sweep.
He used the word sweep. Yeah. I said cancel the final three games. And they're going to win. You know, they're going to have 4 games left. So far, they got 3 games left. So
I say they have 6 games left. How you like that?
But I wasn't the one. What do they call it, Jay? Trending? Is that it?
We just out here talking sports, man. I don't know.
Don't try to act like you're not leaning into it.
Leaning into what?
Trending.
Leaning into trending? Trending, yeah. Trending to what? Where
so
am I trending?
You're saying they're going to get swept.
Oh.
Key, how would you find out if someone was trending on social media?
He wouldn't. Somebody would have to tell him.
I don't really know either.
Somebody would tell him.
How would one find that out? I bet Key and I put our brains together. We could figure it out.
Actually, Alan Gates, Pacasello, don't say anything to both Key and Max. How would you find out if somebody were trending?
I think there's probably a page on there, something I hit, and then it tells me what's trending probably.
No, right? You can look at it through Google search, right? Ask Frank. Frank can tell us because we're weaving in, having fun along with on a Friday some hoops. So Frank should be satisfied. Frank in West Palm Beach, right?
Key's trying to figure out if someone's trending through smoke signal. Apparently,
there's a sign in the sky. He must be trending.
I don't have the Twitter.
What is it called?
The app.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the app.
So this is great. This is the best thing.
I have a Twitter page. I just don't have the Twitter app.
You know,
I don't have the code.
it is technically software.
You're probably right, though, Max.
What's that?
On the bottom or on the side or somewhere.
Yeah,
in
it's got to be one of those things.
What would you push? What do you guys think you push to see?
It's got to say trending or something like that somewhere.
Trending
or
something like
just
that.
Just big stat, bold letters, like a T. Yeah.
Analytics somewhere. Something, you know.
Oh, my God.
Jay, this tickles Jay to death. Oh, my God. He thinks we're like 89 years old and we're looking at our phones going,
y'all gonna be the people, the hard taps with the index
the finger. You know the index finger. Right? Numbers.
You know, Jay, you get the wait. Like, damn, stop breaking my phone.
The other day, I told my boy, I said, "Dude, what are you 90?" He hit me with this one though.
He said, "Oh, well, you extend it out and then you put the chin down." And you start squinting the eyes.
Jay, the worst part is when you look at the screen on the phone, the font is huge. It's like 96.
Man.
Like,
I'm telling you, his font was big as the letters there on our bar. But you know what? Jay called it. He gets the credit. It looks like it's going down.
Got a lot more games left. There's a lot more basketball left to be played.
I said it's looking like it's going down in that direction. That's what it looks like. When you got Joker knocking down 20, another triple-double, which is, I mean, what is that, like 59 triple-doubles in his last 60 games or something?
My man had five shot attempts at the end of the third quarter. Five shot attempts.
He set a record.
At the end of the third quarter. Didn't take his first shot attempt until the end of the second quarter and controlled every aspect of the game. Yes, I'm talking about the Joker.
He set a record for assists. For a first time in a first finals game, history of basketball, 14 assists in his
who
first finals
who had it first,
game.
Magic?
I don't know. I don't know whose record he broke. But I saw that this morning. 14 assists in his first finals game. Teammates with 25 points and 10 assists in NBA history. There you have it. Magic and James Worthy in 87.
Ooh, smart.
And now Jokic and Jamal Murray in 2023. By the way, I looked at the box score this morning just to see what Aaron Gordon ended with. 16? I'd have guessed 30. That dude was killing him
early. He had 12 points by the second TV timeout.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, he was knocking him down.
Can't switch.
It was one of those deals where it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if it was the rest by the Nuggets or the tiredness by the Heat.
It was a mismatch in size, too. Gordon was taking him down low.
Miami is so undersized. Yeah. You'll probably see – I mean, look, they went to zone in the second half. You'll probably see a lot more of Kevin Love because of his IQ and body position.
There it is.
But here's the problem for Miami. Number one, you're playing against the most unguardable team in the NBA right now. Like, that used to be the Golden State Warriors. That is now the Denver Nuggets, okay? If you're in a ball screen with Jamal Murray and Jokic, if you try to switch that, you're going to post up Jokic, okay? If you try to go under, or like we talk about, play drop coverage, Jamal Murray's going to pick you apart. By the way, if you switch any off-the-ball screen action, you get matchups like Gabe Vincent guarding the likes of Aaron Gordon. And Jokic is such a good passer that if you switch that off-the-ball action, they're going to find the mismatch. We call it mouse in the house. Like, stay down, clown. Like, you say that kind of stuff on the court. You find the mouse, you put him in the house, and you punish him. And that's what you saw them do.
You just hit it on Jamal Murray, too. Because Jokic is sort of a point center, you can even bring the ball up his passing. You kind of think of Jamal Murray and his scoring almost like a two guard. But he's really a point guard and an excellent and a willing passer. So you got two guys like that who can control and direct your offense on the court at the same time. And that makes them – you brought up the Warriors. That's like Steph and Draymond. They could both do that. But in this case, Draymond is a much bigger and better shooter, right, in Jokic.
I mean, so offensively. Think about, you got guys like Duncan Robinson, Max Strus out there. I mean, Max Strus had a donut last night. I don't think he'll shoot the ball like that in game two. 0 of 10 for 0 points. But Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, you got these guys guarding the likes of Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. Like, you're talking about 6'10", 6'8". Think about how much size that you give up. And actually, the boards were close to even. Like, so, Miami did a great job on the boards. Yeah. And it still felt like there was a major mismatch.
Not that Miami played poorly. Yeah, Miami did not play poorly.
So, Jay, is that why Miami on the offensive end struggled at times, though, because of Porter Jr.'s size and his ability to be able to defend, and when they needed to switch, he was able to do those sort of things?
So,
is that why they struggled on the offense? Is that why Jimmy Butler basically, I mean, I don't want to say disappeared, but he disappeared?
Well, first off, Miami, and Miami fans know this, you can't have an NBA Finals game where you have two damn free throw attempts.
Well, yeah, they got to be more aggressive.
But key, two – all right, if Jimmy Butler had two free throw attempts, you're pissed off by that. You're angry.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Butler gets to the rack. The whole team had two free throw attempts.
But that's on the team. That's not on the referees.
I'm not blaming the referees.
No, I'm saying they need to be more aggressive.
Exactly.
For my little bit of time that I've played junior high basketball, when I went to the cup, I got fouled. I wasn't sitting up trying to shoot a bunch of threes. I was trying to get buckets inside.
So that's one aspect, Key. Another aspect that Miami Heat fans will probably call into the show today and talk about is that, well, we missed a lot of open shots. And I would say, yeah, you did miss open shots, but let's talk about some of the reasons why you miss open shots. The game is faster now, right? And there are no holes in this offense, right? There are holes in the Boston Celtics half-court execution of their offense. Guys didn't make shots, right? Guys didn't have somebody initiate the offense. There were holes in what you saw from the New York Knicks and what you're going to get from Julius Randle. There were holes with the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis not being – so you're able to find those mismatches, right, with Eric. There are no mismatches here.
Yeah.
There are no holes in this offense in the half-court. So when you have Bam fronting the post, fighting, essentially, you know – leg pressing 250 pounds, when you have guys who are trying to box out Michael Porter Jr., why are you laughing, Key?
Nothing, man. Max know why I'm laughing.
Why am I the only one not knowing why y'all
laughing?
Because
we're not going to repeat it. Max knows. Go ahead, Jay. Finish explaining yourself.
Download the podcast,
Jay. Big-ass kids.
Yeah. Download the podcast.
No, it's not. You just be... Go. It has nothing to do with you. I promise.
I made a little offhanded comment.
No,
as usual,
Max!
It was with brilliant comic flair. In
yes, and you had to catch it. It's one of those slick, you know.
Yes.
Slick it's Maxisms. One of those slick.
He's going to sell ice to Eskimo. One of those. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It just, I didn't even know what my damn point was.
No, you're that they don't have any holes in the offense. And in fact, the mismatches all went their way. You know who they remind me of in a way? Maybe Jim, look, I'm not making excuses for the Heat. They were just beaten by a better team. But I believe, and
Jay never answered this though, Max, yeah. But I wanted to know too, when you were getting ready to say something, is it the rest or is it that we just played and we're tired as hell?
First off, game one, hello altitude. I know Eric Spoelstra is going to sit up there and talk about conditioning. That's a real thing, man.
All right, we're going to get into
all
of this.
It's a real-ass thing.
We're going to get into all of this. Did you see anything in game one, this is coming up, that makes you believe that the Heat have a shot? I am not budging off my prediction. Heat in seven. That's right. I said it even after that showing. Jay and Key both have a sweep by the Nuggets. Key just refuses to call it a sweep. He says Nuggets in four.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You can listen to us on the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are right there.
¿Qué pasó?
So the Nuggets dismantle the Heat in game one.
¿Cómo está?
No excuses. They were the much better team. But I have a question, Jay. Do you think it's possible?
Mr. West.
Well, I'll make that analogy in a second. Do you think it's possible that Jimmy Butler's ankle is affecting him at all? And I ask that because it is unusual to see him in a game where his team needs his scoring to wind up with, I don't know how many, but 13, 14 points, whatever
13
it was.
Points and 14
Duke
shots.
Duke can be tired, though, Max.
About to say the same.
The altitude,
Duke,
yeah.
Man, not even just the altitude. Literally, he had to carry his team to a degree in seven games.
No doubt, but on a bum ankle, too.
You just don't bounce back from that in 2 days, right? They played Monday, was Thursday, 3 days. Or two because they played. You just don't, Jay, I tell you, you just don't bounce back from that.
But you think the injury could be affecting him at all?
So in the postseason, Jimmy Butler is playing 40 minutes a game.
So you think it's fatigue?
I think it's a combination of all of it. I think it's fatigue. I think it's the ankle injury that, by the way, as a player, Key, you get the ankle injury like week two, and all of a sudden you're like, it's week seven. How do I still have this ankle injury?
Stiff.
These things linger. And also, Key, the fact that you just said you just came off a game seven in which, you beat up on Boston, but you exerted a lot of energy. You then travel to Denver. You have a day of rest, shoot around. You try to get a practice in, and all of a sudden you're going against a team that's had 10 days off that's acclimated to playing at that altitude anyway.
And on top of that, so they played, what was game seven, what day?
Monday.
So Monday, so that means that they probably traveled.
Monday night or Tuesday
No, I'm
morning.
Saying to Boston. They traveled on Saturday?
Yeah. Monday game?
Then the game was Saturday, yeah, right?
Okay, so think about
game
this
six
for
on Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Game six was on Saturday, so then they traveled probably Saturday or Sunday.
So the last time, most likely they got to Boston a day early.
Yeah.
So think about it this way. The last time that man and that team probably slept in their own beds was Friday night.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Because they play Saturday. They leave off the, after the game to go to Boston. They've been away from their home. When you, when you're gone that long, Max, and you've traveled before, but it's different when you play sports, and Jay know this. When you're not in your own environment, your own bed, you're restless, you're not sleeping as well. You know, every little noise wakes you up. You're up thinking. You're in this room. All of that carries into a game because now your legs are fatigued. Your mind, you're not well rested. Think about, they've been on the road for damn near a week out of their own bed.
Yeah, they haven't probably slept in the same bed more than two nights in a week, right?
Even but the, their like, own bed at their house
for sure.
Probably Friday night.
So they're tired, traveling, playing a lot of high-intensity games.
Yes.
Their leader and best player has a bad ankle. And on top of that, but I'm not making excuses for them because of this.
You're not.
Because of this. The Nuggets, Roy Jones, great Roy Jones, best fighter I ever saw when he was
pound
in his
prime. Pound for pound, best fighter I ever saw.
He talked about this great Mexican fighter, Salvador Sanchez. He was champion when I was a kid, right? This is Roy and Mike Tyson also was talking about him, saying that Sanchez was a beast because if he was fighting an okay fighter, he beat him by a little bit, and you'd think, okay, so this better fighter could beat him. But the more you brought, the worse he beat you. Mm-hmm. And the Nuggets kind of remind me of that. When you analyze the games, you go, oh, wait a minute. They cut it to single digits late. What if they were rested? What if Jimmy Butler's ankle was good? Look at the Lakers. They made each game close, but it's like the Nuggets always have enough to beat you. And in the end, you look down and you go, damn, they swept them.
Yeah, it's also, and look at it this way, Jay. You brought up the minutes for Jimmy Butler, right?
Yep.
The Denver Broncos, jeez. The Denver Nuggets, three of their five starters log 40-plus minutes, okay? Just three of their five starters lag 40-plus minutes. They're rested at home. The other two are 30-plus. I mean, that tells you right then and there how well-rested they are opposed to what Miami is like.
And also the game was physical, right? So it's a very different – like when you're undersized and then, key, the game is physical. Like throughout the regular season when these two teams played, Miami got posted up 30 times for 47 points. So, like, that's the recipe. I'll tell you something else that you'll start seeing in game two if Jamal Murray recognizes it and Michael Malone should let him. You know, they couldn't switch that action. Jimmy Butler's guarding Aaron Gordon. So whenever Aaron Gordon is setting the screen, you saw them later in the game – like, literally, Jimmy was trying to push up, and they were trying to send Gabe Vincent, whoever that was, under or over the top. Jamal Murray's going to start ripping that apart because if they were to switch, they throw Aaron Gordon right down to the block. So Jimmy can't switch off that matchup anymore. So
and Aaron Gordon, and Jokic was finding him so early in that game. They established Gordon down low early in the game. He was bullying him in the paint.
And even the first possession, you saw they ran action for Jamal Murray to come off a screen, but the first possession was to get – Joker right on the block to attack Bam, right? I mean, so Bam had a great offensive game last night on 25 shots. I love that he was aggressive. But if you're Michael Malone or you're Denver Nuggets, you're going to attack him constantly because you want to get him in foul trouble.
Then you look at the pieces they have. Like I mentioned, Jamal Murray and Jokic are both excellent passers. And obviously Jokic gets a lot of credit for it, but Jamal Murray's really a point guard. And you look at the different pieces they have. Michael Porter Jr. really hasn't lit it up yet, but he's a pure shooter. Aaron Gordon is an explosive athlete, right? Like, they have every little piece you need, and then they're well-coached.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only team that I think actually matches up physicality-wise and actually has the bodies to throw at Joker was your squad, was the Lakers, man. Like, between throwing AD, who's one of the best defenders in the league from a low post position, Rui, who's strong, athletic, can move around, similar to Bam and LeBron James.
So what happened then, Jay?
That's what I'm saying. And they had the bodies, right? Now, look, Miami can still shoot the lights out of the ball, and I think they found something in that zone matchup. But still, it's like Jokic is still catching the ball in the middle of the zone, turning, facing, making plays.
You're going to need a little luck.
You need that three ball to go down.
Yep. Eric Spoelstra, by the way, was asked, and of course, Bo was just like, well, they're better than us. We might as well not. No, this is what Eric Spoelstra said after the game.
You know, it always kind of could look different. You know, if a few of these threes go down at the right time, a few of the layups, you know, right at the rim, or the short ones go down at the right time, that also can kind of change your perspective or tenor of how you think things are going. But we we do need to do things better. I think that part is clear.
You mentioned doing things better. You just mentioned the point he just made, Jay, but Jimmy Butler.
Look at all these shots, man. All these shots that you're seeing right now on ESPN2.
Yeah.
Like the first thing, and sometimes it's hard to refamiliarize yourself with this. Yo, when the shots aren't going from the outside, you got to attack the paint. Like Caleb Martin couldn't find a shot. Attack the paint. No starter had a free throw attempt in this game for the Miami Heat. Not one starter.
Jimmy Butler on only shooting 2 free throws the entire team for the game. Not Jimmy Butler, the entire team. Listen to this.
Probably because we shot a lot of jump shots, myself probably leading that pack instead of putting pressure on the rim, getting layups, getting to the free throw line. You know, when you look at it during the game, they all look like the right shots, and I'm not saying that we can't as a team make those, but got to get more layups, got to get more free throws. And whenever you miss and don't get back, the game gets out of hand kind of quickly. We gave up too many layups, which we also can't have happen. But that's it as a whole. We got to attack the rim a lot more, myself included.
You see, the way Miami win games, you get to the free throw line, you attack the rim, you open, you force the defense to contract. Then the shots start going from the outside. But look, I don't see under any circumstance in which the Miami Heat can defend the Denver Nuggets. Their offense has to be the defense for them, right?
You're going to just have to play better than
them. They have to score. And they have to set a tone offensively. If they can do that, then they'll be in this series.
Still gives
that's tough, though, because your defense takes away from your legs on the offensive end because you have to battle the physicality of it.
That was the point I made earlier. The Nuggets just give you the feeling that even if the Heat do that and what's required of the Nuggets is to elevate, then that's what they're going to do. It just feels like that's a very – you can make it seem as though they're vulnerable or anything, but in the end, they're a cut above. All right.
He's so stupid.
Which star? Yeah.
That's a code.
Hot up in here,
that's
man.
A sign.
He's just fanning himself. Which star could lead his team on a Jimmy Butler-type run next year?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
We're gonna let you stay with zero to the max, but we got some settling to do. We'll do it a little bit later. No. We're gonna talk about it.
Oh, something that happened during the break?
Yeah.
I think I know what this is. Yeah. So right now we're gonna play to the max. Confidence in a player leading his team to the finals, like Jimmy Butler has done. Nuno.
So this is for next year.
Yes, Jay.
Well, it can't be this year. Jay. I don't know if you're familiar with the rules, but
yeah,
now
I don't know
the finals
if you're
are set.
With the rules, Jay, it can be this year. Yeah. So it has to be for next year, and we're not talking about the year after because we don't know, you know.
Jay saw game one. He's like, can we get someone else to play the Nuggets?
Go ahead. Mean, that's why I gave you my predictions for next year because this series is over, but that's fine.
All right. The first player we'll start with, Luka Doncic. Max, your confidence level in him leading the Mavs to a title run like Jimmy Butler. 0-50 or to the max?
To the max, but what are you talking about, next year or period?
Yes, next year.
50. It's not zero because Luka is that good, but Mark Cuban has dropped the ball here. You know, he had a guy in the building he could have had on the cheap. He did not get it done, and then he had to trade stuff he had to get a guy who may not be as good for this team. So, but because it's Luka, I can't go zero.
Gave him that opportunity, huh?
Yeah. To the max, man. Max, how old is Luka Doncic?
But next year?
Yeah.
To the max, he's going to – so that means, yes, he's going to the finals next year.
He has a legitimate max chance to lead his team max. To the finals. Yes, that's what Max
means.
Max,
he's going to.
You came up with Max. So
this is your game.
Max, this is your deal.
Confidence seems to me to be, if you're to the max, it means he's going to be there next year.
The cat's 24 years old, and I do think if they're able to re-sign Kyrie, Nico Harris and company, they will make the right moves to bring in the pieces. They're not that far away. Don't let last year confuse you. That Kyrie and Luka, when their whole roster has been dismantled to get Kyrie, and all of a sudden they're that far away from an NBA championship. They ain't that far off.
You would think that to the max, though, means that you have now used your max in the Western Conference. Like, you can't now use another max in the
why
Western Conference. Because then there'd be two
the
teams.
See, why in the middle of the game, rules? Max?
No, because then there'd be two teams in the finals from the same conference.
We're moving. Max, stop it.
All right, go ahead.
Because if that's the case, then you use your 50. Don't do that.
No, because 50 can be applied. Oh, I'm saying maybe yes, maybe no. All right, go ahead, Key.
Zero. I understand the fact that y'all enamored with him and Luka this and Luka that, and he's a big guard. We haven't seen a guy do this in 100 years. And I get all that. But zero, man. I understand Kyrie came there late, and they dismantled the team. They didn't bring back Jalen Brunson. We saw what happened with that situation. But it's zero. I get it. You're enamored with him. He's really a walking bucket, all of those sort of things. But he's got to work on his defensive effort, right, Jay? He's also got to work on his attitude. He's got a bad attitude to be a supposedly leader. I'm just saying. But that's me, zero.
All right. They have been to the Western Conference Finals before.
Me too.
It wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just saying. Okay.
All right. Next player, Joel Embiid, your confidence level in him leading the 76ers to a playoff type of finals type of run.
What?
Pat's just distracted.
Or the Knicks. Which one?
Yeah, what? The Knicks. We're talking Knicks
whatever
or Sixers.
Whatever team Embiid is on next year, your confidence level in him taking him to the finals, 0-50 or to the max?
To the max.
I'll take it. I'll go 50, Key.
Wow.
Because I want to say to the max. The only thing I get worried, and I actually think Nick Nurse is the right coach tactically for this team. We'll see what happens with James Harden. I know Fred VanVleet wants to be there, so I think that's intriguing. I just wonder about his health when it matters the most. Like, that's with him.
Yeah,
just health.
Follow Jay up on everything he just said, and I'll go 50, because that's exactly where I'm at. I'm talking about the health. Is Nick Nurse even going to run him into the ground?
Damn.
I'll go 50 because he's that kind of player, but who knows what the team's going to look like. Like, we need to see. You would think Daryl Morey GMing the team, they're going to have a shot. Let's go 50.
All right. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 0-50 or to the max, your confidence level in him being able to lead his team to a finals run?
Who are you asking?
Go ahead, Jay. You start. Did you know
say like, well, I don't really want to say zero, but.
I know. I mean, out of respect for Shai, I'll give it 50. Just because my man averaged 31 points per game.
You think they're good enough to get to the finals, though?
But, I mean, OKC, low-key going to have a squad.
Pretty good, yeah.
They're going to have a squad next year.
Actually similar to Miami, you wouldn't think it, but if someone is special, maybe.
That's
why
I like 50. But between 50 and zero. Like, you know, it's
zero. Zero.
Yeah,
I mean, let's just keep
zero.
It 100.
Yeah, I feel you.
It has nothing to do with him. because he's displayed his talent and his ability, just like you said, when you look at the point total. But I'm also looking at the West. And, yes, they're young, but there's other teams that's young, too. I mean, so, not a chance. Zero.
Next.
All right, last one.
That was a waste, Nu.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty bad.
Is it though?
No,
okay.
I'm not trying to sleep on. Like, OKC is live, yo.
Well, I mean,
like, OKC is similar to me and how I feel about like what Denver is to y'all. I'm not saying they are Denver, but a lot of people don't watch OKC because they're not like in the national media stream a ton. But OKC is a live team to watch. They're a young and upcoming squad that has potential.
They got a GM who's also going to make sure there's young talent on the team. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Last one, because Key wants to talk about Pat and his horrendous takes.
No. I'm just saying, you know.
I know. All good. Ja Morant, 0-50 or to the max, your confidence level in him leading the Grizzlies to the finals next year?
I'm going to go 50 just because I don't know how many games my man's going to be suspended for next year. Hearing that presser from Adam Silver yesterday was concerning for me. Adam is always extremely cautious with his words, his history as a lawyer. He's been player-centric as the leader of the NBA for a very long time. I'm concerned about Ja Morant and his availability for next year, so I'll go 50. On top of the questions, Key, I have from a personnel and a roster perspective with that 3-and-D guy in leadership.
Everything Jay said and then some, I'm going to go zero. In this situation, because clearly when Ja is missing in action, so to speak, and he comes back, the team just for whatever reason goes in a different direction. It's just too much for me, based on what Adam Silver said yesterday, to believe that everything is going to be fine and they'll be able to get through it. It just doesn't feel like that. So I'm going to go zero.
I'm going to go zero also. There's the issue of Ja being able to elevate his team. Like, his excellent play has not resulted in more wins for the team when he's been on the court, which is bizarre, right? He has to learn how to elevate the players around him. But he has to get on the court. And from the way the commissioner's talking, we got to see how much he even plays, which tells me he's got to get things straightened out in his life. So I don't think he's ready to lead a team to the finals. Not yet. Not next year. And that's 0-50 or to the max. Adam Silver, speaking of Ja Morant, spoke on Ja Morant. Did he leave us with more questions than answers? That's coming up, KJM.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yeah, Max.
ESPN Radio. Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, spoke about Ja Morant. The question is, did he leave us with more questions than answers? Here is the NBA commissioner on the latest with Ja.
In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. I think since I was still asked about the situation, I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're, of course, in the off season, he has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely, and so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals, we will announce the outcome of that investigation.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. Obviously, the fact that they're going to make the announcement after the conclusion of the NBA Finals, which is a different topic all within itself, because it leads me to wonder what he actually means and why he would do it after the NBA Finals. But I want you to listen to the main part of what Adam Silver said that is the most important part of his entire speech. Run it back, Yates.
In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was still asked about the situation.
A fair amount of additional information. That's the most concerning. What does that mean, Key? You know, because, look, I've known Adam for a long time. Adam will go out of his way to help players. Just look at the history. Everything that's happened with Donald Sterling. Look at the way he rallied around the league. Everything that's happened with Robert Sarver in the Phoenix Suns. He's rallied around the league. He's been player-centric, and he's also been known to be more lenient, way more than David Stern has ever been. So when I'm hearing Adam delay whatever the announcement is, not to bring further attention, understanding his history, also Adam is great at parsing his words. He's a lawyer, so he's so descriptive. When I hear a fair amount of additional information, I get even more concerned for John Morant.
In other words, he would normally say things in a way that would be hard to read.
Yes.
But there must be so much there that even Adam Silver speak, it spills out and it doesn't sound good.
The thing there, though, Jay, when he has a fair amount of information that he doesn't want to disclose at this point in time, and he doesn't want to hijack the finals and bring attention to the situation, I wonder why he would even bring it up, even though he was asked a question. It's very simple. As smart as he is and articulate and everything else as a lawyer, you would think that he would pivot and say, simple, we haven't made any determinations on moving forward, and leave it at that, opposed to there's more information. Because now, all of a sudden, the people of the world that want to know, you know, the Jay Wills, the Max Kellermans, they want to know. What is it? Now you're dealing with this for the next, I don't know, week and a half or so, right? What is it? Every single day, what is it? Reading the newspaper clips. Do we have any more information? So to me, that is kind of taking away from the finals and shining more light onto Ja's situation, because people want to know. So if you would have simply stepped to the podium and said, hey, right now there's nothing further to report, whether it's a lie or whatever you want to call it, I just, you know, that stuck to me right there.
Well, Key, I go back to what I originally said when the first incident occurred. I said I thought the NBA missed the mark on the opportunity there for Ja to really take accountability. And I think this is the NBA saying, almost like a parent, Key, I've told you multiple times. We've had series of conversations. Because, Key, typically I would agree with you on this one. But I think the additional information combined with the multitude of talks has led Adam ultimately to the point where it's like, I can't save you anymore.
But it's not safe.
Save is the wrong word, Key. Don't get hung up on the word. I can't. If it's protect, I don't know what the word is I'm searching for right now.
Help.
But I can't help.
You have to help yourself.
Help me find the word.
I cannot disclose the information that one would be looking for.
Look, let's take a step back and look at the big pattern here. What you're really saying to me, Jay, is Adam Silver saying, I can't help you anymore because helping would be enabling, right?
But Max, he's not helping him and enabling him. What I'm saying is, he talked about not – him and the NBA, almost called the NFLPA, him and the NBAPA made a decision not to disclose that information. My thing is, why even bring that up? Why even have that conversation if you don't want to shine light on the situation?
That's a good point.
Therefore
– you could just no comment it, right?
But not, but well, not
you
could
say
no
comment,
comment
at this time.
Not a no comment, because that still will raise – it's – we haven't made a determination
okay,
yet.
Okay, right. Some, you can even tamp it down more. So, but what I want to say, Jay, is Adam Silver initially, when he was at the club and he first showed the waving the firearm around, Adam Silver mentioned alcohol. Ja Morant was asked at by reporters at a press conference, did you leave, was that treatment you were seeking, alcohol treatment? He denied it. But what we continue to see from Ja is bad judgment.
Well, maybe like, it wasn't though, Max. Maybe it wasn't for alcohol.
Maybe it wasn't. But the reason I bring it up is because his judgment is so bad, it seems impaired. His judgment seems impaired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
I don't well, I mean, I'm not. I'm just.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm not bringing up anything that's not public
no,
information.
No, I understand, but I don't want to speculate, and that's why I jumped in on you right there, Max. Because when you say that he denied it was for alcohol. It probably wasn't for alcohol.
Okay.
It probably was for
but what I'm saying is maybe it needs to be for some. Maybe the issue is that Ja is not addressing. He's so wrapped up in whatever it is that's leading to bad behavior that that's what he's protecting, the thing that's leading to bad behavior. And whatever that is, that sounds to me like an addiction, whether it's a substance or something else, of one kind or another. Key, why would you protect the thing leading to bad behavior instead of correcting it?
Key, I want to go back to your point for 1 second about why would you disclose anything. I think it's at the point of no return where it's I can't enable this behavior anymore.
We're gonna have to talk more about this, but of course the Nuggets are up 1-0 after a dominant win at home against the Miami Heat in game 1. KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.